Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Final march to see.
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
Jackson.
What?
Your penance continues.
Yep, another nail in my hand on the crucifix of gaming. As I, Christ-like, am punished. Christ was punished.
Yeah.
I'm punished like Christ for my sins, as he was for his.
And welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps. It's another episode of Final March to See. Yeah. Jackson pays the toll for
the price.
Game of sins. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today we are joined by up-and-coming filmmaker who is currently running an Indiegogo campaign to get their first feature film off the ground. It's Mia Moore.
Woo! Hey, guys.
Hey, Mia.
Up and coming. No longer podcaster. Yeah. Nobody can call me that. Yeah. I am an up and coming filmmaker.
You're so lucky. Yeah. You're so lucky.
You're an exciting new talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Fresh on the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to show this clip to my dad and be like, see, please talk to me. I don't know.
Dad, look, they're Australian.
See?
I'm a big deal.
Yeah.
Who are
internationally
these guys?
Recognized.
Dad, ignore the fact they're very obviously really stupid.
Yeah.
They know who I am. Well, thank you for joining us, Mia. And Jackson, what are we looking at this week?
Today, we're going to be talking about Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. Possibly. Is that the name?
You're the one who played it.
Let's say yes, and other games.
Jackson,
yeah.
Happy 20-year anniversary of this game.
I know, they made it the 20... Because they knew we were doing Final March to see. They made it the 20-year anniversary. They heard...
Do they put out one of these every year? Like, are you going to next year have to do Final March to see again and there's going to be a new...
I think I'll kind of constantly need to pay the price because when Final March to see is over, I'm going to start video game sinning again.
Yeah, so, immediately.
Did you, lose a bet... with God? Like, what happened to you, Jackson?
That's a perfect way to explain my life and lifestyle.
Ran up a hill, made a bet with God, lost
the bet with God, fell down the hill.
Yeah. Pants fell down, ass exposed, did a
challenged him to a fiddle solo, lost that too, you double lost.
Don't know how to play the fiddle, don't know how to play any instrument. Learned the recorder briefly in primary school, was bad at it.
Yeah.
I remember in primary school, we did keyboard occasionally.
Yeah.
And one of the kids, there's a really coveted keyboard that you wanted to get because it had a little stick on it that if you put your palm on and moved around, it went wah, 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 wah.
A modulator, yeah.
Yeah, everybody wanted that keyboard, but I never got, wasn't quick enough. Anyway, Final Fantasy Tactics Advance.
Yeah, for the
Game Boy Advance. Exactly. Isn't it impressive?
It is impressive.
I tracked out a Game Boy Advance for this.
It is so impressive.
So
I was going to say, did you have to buy a cartridge?
I got this.
You don't talk about it on the show.
Let's say I got this through legal means.
Yeah.
Of course. Look, sorry, I didn't mean
if I had to take
here.
A stab in the dark, Jackson went, opened up Google on his Internet Explorer, typed in www.illegalroms.com.
I sat down in my chair and I said, computer, give me games. As I do every day. Computer, download me a Game Boy Advance.
Yes, sir. Processing your command.
I like my computer's accent. He's got a sort of class to him, which I like.
Final Fantasy Tactics Advance acquired.
Computer, play Final Fantasy Tactics Advance for me.
No.
So biggest shock about Final Fantasy Tactics Advance is that it's fun. Didn't expect to have a good time. Okay. Thought I would have a bad time. So obviously the story is garbage. Okay, the story is you're a guy.
Yeah, what's your name?
I named myself Johnny I tried to name myself Johnny Spaghetti, but I could only put in Johnny Spag. So I'm Johnny Spag, S-P-A-G-H.
I wasn't expecting the H.
I could get the H in. I could get the H in for Johnny
could
Spag.
Could you have just called yourself Spaghetti if you had really been committed to getting the whole spaghetti
I know.
In there?
You don't need the Johnny. You're right. You just need the spaghetti. It's the only important bit.
The Johnny is intuited. Maybe a J Spaghetti.
J Spaghetti. Oh my God. That person, I would buy a house off of J Spaghetti.
I like Johnny Spag.
Johnny Spag. You need a little H in there. Spag. Anyway, so you're Johnny Spaghetti.
Yeah, or John
Short
Spag.
The Johnny Spag, obviously. Mm. And you and your rat. Well, okay, best. So the game opens up. You're playing a snowball fight, right?
Uh-huh.
You're playing a snowball fight. Having, you're experiencing. Anyway, and that's where they teach you the mechanics of the sort of like the turn-based sort of strategy game that it is, right? And in it, it's like you've got one team, there's another team of bullies, and you're throwing snowballs at each other. But there's one kid whose name is possibly Squim. I can't really remember.
Squim?
Maybe Smoom?
Sure.
Anyway, so all the bullies were throwing snowballs at Smoom. And I was like, can I throw snowballs at Smoom? So we all got, he was on my team, but we all ganged up on him and just threw snowballs at this kid's head.
Yeah.
And then all of the characters I was playing as were like, hey, bullies, stop throwing snowballs at him. And I was like, we were doing the same thing. We were hitting Smoom too. Anyway, so after
maybe they like saw an adult and they were like, we have to seem like we're not bullying this kid.
Exactly.
Hey, you guys, stop doing what you're doing.
Leave Smoom alone.
Smoom's our friend.
And Smoom's too, he's not fighting.
Smoom is knocked out.
Smoom's, dead from snowballs.
Yeah.
What a way to go. Anyway, then you go back to your house with your friend, Smoom, and someone else.
Smoom or Smem or
whatever. Yeah, I can't remember. Worm?
Worm.
Something like that.
H-W? Worm?
Worm? Worm? I don't know. Wilm? I don't know.
Wait, is this still the same guy you're throwing snowballs at?
Yeah, your friend. He comes with you.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Then you meet his dad, who's like really down in his luck, and it's really sad. He's getting like yelled at because he's not doing his job properly, but then he comes up to like hang out with the kids, and you're like, shouldn't you be at work? And he's like, yeah! And then he leaves. Then you read a book about the game Final Fantasy, and then you go into Final Fantasy.
What?
Yeah, so you find the magic book and you're looking through it, and when you look through the book, there's a little cutscene that shows you all of these Final Fantasy characters, and then you're like, somebody says something like, books are boring, I prefer games. What's your favorite game? My favorite game is Final Fantasy. I wish we could live in Final Fantasy. Then you go to sleep and everything goes Final Fantasy.
That's wild.
Wait, so the beginning of the game just takes place in normal 2003 or whatever?
I think it's meant to. Yeah, except kids are named Wim or whatever. Yeah.
Sure.
And then you're a knight or a soldier maybe, and a guy who's like a little cat who I hate comes up to you and he says, hey, he keeps calling you Bucko? Coupo, maybe?
I reckon Bucko is probably more likely than Coupo.
It's not Bucko. I think it's Coupo.
Coupo.
I think he keeps calling you Coupo, like as a friend, like term of endearment. He's like, what do you, because you are racist toward a lizard.
You're racist towards a lizard.
You meet a lizard.
Wait, does that endear him to you that you hate lizards? And he's like, oh, yeah, man, me too.
Oh, yeah, man, you're right for doing that.
We don't really talk about
it. The little cat guy is like, what are you doing, dude? That's not a lizard. That's some other, you shouldn't be saying that. And then the lizard challenges you to a fight. And then you fight the lizard. You kill the lizard.
Rest in peace.
One of the lizards goes to jail. And then the guy who keeps calling you Koopa is like, join my clan, bro. We're going to do quests.
Join your clan.
You get to name the clan. I named the clan Soprano Clan, like Tony Soprano.
Oh, yeah. I understood the reference.
But
are you
capitalized
a big Sopranos
it, so
guys?
It's Soprano Clan. No, I've never seen the Sopranos. I've seen the intro.
Oh, yeah.
woke up this morning, made my favorite bread. Oh, whatever it is.
Are you getting confused with the song What I Got by Sublime?
Could be. Anyway.
Early in the morning, rising to the street.
Light me up a cigarette
as I strap shoes on my feet.
But it would be awesome if somebody...
Rest in peace to the lead singer of Sublime. Too chill that he died.
Somebody should get the opening of The Sopranos and put that song over the top, though, I think. Yeah.
In the first episode of The Sopranos, I'm pretty sure Tony Soprano kills a dog, so it's right up your alley.
That is cool.
Also, Dusher, do you typically, like, when you hear a song where somebody died, do you usually tell everybody in the room that somebody died that made the song?
Yeah, probably.
Is that just like you're like on a date, like in a car, and you're just like, hey, I just got to tell you, like, this guy's fucking dead.
Yeah.
He died so hard.
Mia, actually, I would say this guy's Jeffing dead.
Yeah, that's and, true. You might.
Sorry. Oh, no.
And he Jeffing died.
That means I get one, and I'm going to burn through it right now. Fuck.
God damn.
I got heaps stacked up, dude. I just don't use them.
You got
much.
None.
I got heaps.
You got zero.
I got like a pocket full of swears. Anyway, so then you join this clan, and you get a whole bunch. Yeah.
Sorry, just quickly before we move along from Sublime chat.
Yeah. Okay.
The lead singer of Sublime, the guy who died, because I have to mention every single musician that's
dead. Of course,
dead,
yeah.
Earned a Dalmatian.
Oh, yeah.
Called Lou Dog. And Lou Dog used to go to Sublime shows and bite the audience because the lead singer of Sublime didn't train Lou Dog.
So if you go to a Sublime show, there was a chance you were going to get attacked by a dog.
Yeah, they would just go around biting people.
Is that how he died?
No, he died of a heroin overdose.
He got bit by the dog. Okay.
He chilled too hard.
That's what the dog wants you to think.
Yeah. The dog covered it up, made it look like a heroin overdose.
Yeah. But yeah, Lou Dog.
That's why
bad
is it called,
Dalmatian.
Do you know why it was called Lou Dog?
I think its name was Lou and it's a dog.
Oh, no,
it was just like Lou
okay,
Dog.
That makes sense. That
also,
makes
it's like in the 90s and they're chillers, so
yeah.
What's up, Lou Dog?
Yeah. I
don't really like Sublime, but I don't really like Sublime. I don't like Sublime. Yeah.
You've been saying Sublime this whole time.
What did you think you were saying? Like a Sublime?
Sublime.
Well, I mean, yeah, the way that you were saying it, Sublime, I was like,
Sublime.
Sublime. I haven't
Sublime.
Heard of that band.
Sublime.
Yeah, it was Sublime the
Sublime.
Whole time.
Sublime.
Okay, see, now I know. Okay, see, now the story is interesting because I know what band we're talking about. I thought we were talking about Sublime.
We're talking about Sublime.
Yeah.
Not Sublime.
Lana Del Rey covered one of their songs kind of recently.
We were just listening to Lana Del Rey's video games before we started recording.
Trying to figure out what video game the song Video Games is about.
Yeah.
Turns out it's just about two broken relationships.
Yeah, there's no video game mentioned. I think it's Elden Ring.
I don't, because the song came out in 2010 or whatever.
Dark Souls 2, then.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think it's DJ Hero.
Oh! Well, they do play...
I think it's Time Crisis 2.
I think it's Blinks the Time Cat 2.
No, you can't pick 2.
Oh.
Okay. Blinks the Time Cat 1, then.
No, I mean you can't pick 2 games. You thought it was something
me,
else.
Excuse me, Jackson. Jackson, I think you're talking about Blinks the Time Sweeper.
Oh,
how do you have a video
shit.
Game podcast? And you, unless it's different in Australia, maybe.
No, you're right. You're
it's
right.
not. That one's not.
This
sometimes
is why I'm playing
is.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Situations exactly like this where I get the name of Blinks the Time Sweeper wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway... So you have a team of guys,
mm-hmm.
and you do missions, which are basically little kind of like combats that you're doing against a bunch of enemies. The missions have different, they're like, oh, you're flower picking, or you're clearing out an area so kids can play. But every single one is just a fight with a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
So most of the time, it's like, kill everybody, but sometimes it's like, kill just one guy or whatever.
Yeah.
Who's like a boss of the area. And it's really fun. It's like, I mean, it plays like, I think you said this when I picked it, JD, that it plays kind
like
of
Advance
like
Wars?
Yeah, like Advance Wars, which I really like. So if you like Advance Wars, you like this. I skipped through all of the, I don't care about the story or what anybody
not.
Has to say. And I found out with the legitimate way that I was playing this game that if I hit space bar, it fast forwarded it heaps.
Mm-hmm.
So I just would my way through all of the dialogue, then play the actual game. And also, I didn't save the first hour I played. So when I died on like one of the bits of combat and went back to the main menu, I'd lost all the progress and I had to do it again. And that, I nearly stopped. Mm. I nearly called you up and said, JD, I quit Thumbcramps. I never want to do another episode because of what just happened to me.
Well, yeah, it's almost like you should be, remember to save your games.
It didn't tell me to ever.
What do you...
There was no point where the game was explaining everything. They explain, you at one point, it comes up on the screen, video engage games. Before you're about to do a fight. And then your guy's got to be like, what does engage mean? And the little cat guy's like, it means fight, Koopa. And then you're like, wow, I guess engage means fight. Three lines of dialogue for that, but at no point were they like, hey, Koopa, save your game every once in a goddamn while.
I don't think video games...
Maybe they assumed that you've played a single video game yeah. ever in your entire life, Jackson. Because you're playing Final Fantasy X Final Combat on the Game Boy Advance. You've probably played a video game.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have thought, hey, do you have to save games? But it didn't enter my mind. And so I lost an hour of progress and I was so, so unhappy.
Did you then stop for the night... famously based on your 1 hour of Final Fantasy per night?
Yes, I stopped for the night.
And then started the game again the next day.
I was actually enjoying the fight, and then I died and went back to the start, and I actually had 5 minutes left, and I was like, no, I'm not starting again for 5 minutes, and so I went and did something else.
Was it extra insulting because you're playing on a totally legitimate means that has save states?
Yep.
You could have saved at any
time. I was looking through, I was like, did it maybe save my progress, like, within the thing I was using?
No, ROMs don't auto-save.
I know. Yeah, it was very annoying.
Was this your first experience with a video game?
Every time I play a video game, I'm like a babe born anew.
Yeah.
I got no prior knowledge of what I'm doing.
Got no save permanence. If you're not looking at a save station, you don't remember to save.
Yeah, exactly. So the way the game kind of works is that you have this open map, and on the map you have a couple of different locations to start with. They're two cities. You go to the city, you pick a quest, you go to the location where the quest is, you do the fight, and that will unlock sometimes more locations, which you get to place, which is cool. And if you place them in like specific orders, sometimes cool stuff happens, like it leads to extra quests.
Yeah.
Or you just get new quests that you can do, and they're obviously a varying sort of difficulty levels. The difficulty curve... you know, it's a thing I hate. Uh-huh. I'm anti-difficulty curve.
Yeah.
Games should either be easy or hard.
It's a straight line. Doesn't matter where it starts. Mm-hmm. It's a straight line.
Then I'm all aboard. I'm all across it. But
yeah, you're team bad game design.
Yeah. I like bad games. So sue me. But the difficulty curve on this wasn't so bad. There were a couple of quests that I failed.
Yep.
Because everybody died really quickly. And because I would be fast-forwarding through the enemy's turn, I never knew why. So I would just be like, fast forward, and it would be like, this guy died, this guy died, this guy died, and I'd be like, what got him?
So you weren't just fast forwarding through story, you were fast forwarding through any time you weren't actively...
Yes.
Listen, Doucher, once you play an RPG at 10 times speed in an emulator, like, you can't go back.
Yeah, oh,
like,
it's
impossible
best.
For me to play Pokemon now, because I played Pokemon on 10 times speed on emulators for so long.
It's so slow otherwise.
You just grind and grind and grind, and then otherwise you're just, like, sitting there like, I cannot listen to this guy talk anymore.
Absolutely.
So
it's intolerable.
Me is on my side.
I'm not attacking you for fast-forwarding through the story, something you hate. I am, however, attacking you for fast-forwarding through the enemy's turn, which is part of the tactics part of Final Fantasy Tactics.
I don't need
Advanced.
To know what the enemy is doing.
Well, you do, because you don't know what they're doing that's killing you.
Hitting me.
There's I will also say that when I would play Pokemon on 10 times speed, I wasn't supposed to be reviewing the gameplay of the game.
Yeah, that's also true. There's something killing the Final Fantasy characters, and you don't know what it is, you'll never know.
They probably hit me with a stick. At one point, a guy who kind of looks like if you made, like, a dugong into a man, he cast a spell on some guys. I don't know what that did. And I fast-forwarded through that. Couldn't hit him for ages. Then I could. Yeah, I don't know.
I reckon reading it would have...
could have done.
Do you think every game should have a fast-forward button?
Yeah, absolutely. Or it should just skip the enemy's turn to my turn, and I don't need to know what happened in between.
You just have less health.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a status effect, and I don't know why. And I'm like, okay, yeah, fair. why not? Upgrading your characters works a lot like a typical Final Fantasy. You change your equipment.
Play video games like the rat that died because it wouldn't press the food button. It was too busy pressing the orgasm button.
Yeah. That rat had the right idea. A rat's life is short. Why not enjoy yourself as a rat? You know, what's better for a rat? Rat lives what? How long?
I don't know.
5 years.
Okay.
What's better for a rat? It gets to eat a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Or it gets to come for like a day and then die. I think I know the answer.
This is, there's too many like qualifiers on this question. What's better for a rat? I've never been a rat. I will try my best. Do you want to eat a bunch of stuff for 5 years or come for a day? I don't know. Yeah. I can't even imagine that as a human being.
Okay, fair enough. You look like you're thinking about it though, JD.
No, I'm just thinking about like what's causing the rat to come and does that even feel good?
I don't know what makes the
rat
come. Yeah,
exactly. Like, I don't want to come for a day at all. Like, that doesn't sound fun.
Sounds scary. Yeah. I don't know what made the rat come in that situation.
Was it like an electric
pad? Diode? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, there's a bunch of systems.
Was it a little hand that came out and jerked the rat off?
Could be. A little robot
hand? Just
a
fleshlight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rat fleshlight.
The scientists had to just pick them up when they pressed the button. Oh, the rat's pressing the button again. God damn it.
Gonna jerk off its little rat.
Why did we come up with a bell?
They've got like little tweezers that they just kind of.
Come already. And then you put the rat back down and it goes right back over to the button. God damn it.
I hate this rat.
It's the worst experiment I've ever been upon. Didn't think I'd be jerking off rats.
Drop the rat. Oh no, it died from coming.
Oh well, too bad. Write that up. I'm going home. There's a bunch of systems I don't understand in this game.
Yeah.
And I won't because, thank God, this nail is in, so yeah. I can move on.
And also, like, I'm surprised you understand any system since you found the fast-forward button. Well, I'm just grateful that you clearly didn't know it was there from the moment you started the game because otherwise you wouldn't know anything.
Yeah, it's a wonder I know the story. Like, yeah. it's genuinely impressive.
Dusher, has Jackson ever come on the show and complained about a game that it was too fast? Like, is this an enlightening situation where you're going to realize that Jackson's like, this Tony Hawk game didn't make any sense. I don't know why.
It was too quick.
No, Jackson often, the things that Jackson complains about is if any game has any story.
Yeah.
If any game has a difficulty curve.
Yeah, not into it.
If a game that starts easy has any challenging moments, then he'll stop playing because it's an easy game and therefore shouldn't ever get difficult.
It should be gradual if it's happening.
No, but then that's a difficulty curve.
Yeah.
Which is what is happening, which you hate.
Jackson, I think that you should design a video game.
I should. I call it Jackson's game.
You'll be a little guy fighting a giant guy.
Yeah.
And then you beat the guy. You have the only way you can beat the guy is with a big, strong, slow weapon.
Uh-huh.
You beat the guy, then there's a button on the ground, you press it, and then
you have to jerk off a rat.
And then the screen just fills with human breasts.
There's one part at the beginning of the game where one guy comes in and tries to give you exposition, and then you have to beat him with a hammer, and then nobody ever talks to you again.
Jackson game.
That sounds awesome. yeah, like, there's a thing in Final Fantasy Tactics where if you go into, like, looking at the character, you can change if they're a soldier, a rogue, a poet, or some other stuff.
Yeah.
Don't know what it affects. Not for me.
It's not for you.
I'm still playing the game without knowing what that is.
Yeah.
So, that's fine. You occasionally will get more people for your clan. I got a guy named Willy, who I hate.
Yep.
Because he doesn't do anything. He's got no powers. He's got no sword. He's got no magic.
Can you equip him with a sword?
I don't know how. It's really confusing. I got a sword called like a bow tong, and I couldn't give it to anyone. And then it kept on saying, you don't have a bow tong, but I knew I did. Anyway, Willy died every time I put it in combat because he had no powers. But no, it's really fun. I really like it. I played a couple of nights. I played for longer than my requisite hour because I was having such a good time.
Your Google Home was like, Jackson, your penance has been served.
And I was like, okay, Google, give me 5 more minutes. Yeah, honestly, because it doesn't play like a Final Fantasy game. It plays like a tactics, it's sort of like more of like a tactical RTS, almost, not really. So there wasn't any of the annoying, you know, playing Final Fantasy VII was mostly like watching a movie I hated, but this actually felt like playing a game. It's definitely not the kind of game I really like. I think Zamet, it's a big Zamet game. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
Yeah. It's sad he died.
It's sad he died, yeah. But still, I had a really good time, and I think this is probably going to be the peak for Final March to see.
I don't know. There's still plenty of other classic games in the Final Fantasy series.
Yeah, but this one was good. The rest of them seem like they'll hurt me.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, you thought Final Fantasy VII was going to really hurt you, but then by the end, you were scared to keep playing it because you might love it.
Because I might, maybe. maybe. Oh, this, the most dangerous thing about Final March to see is by the end of it, I could be a Final Fantasy
guy. Yeah.
That's the scariest. That's the riskiest thing. This is, it's kind of like a jackass stunt in a lot of ways.
Hi, I'm Jackson.
Welcome to Jackass. This is Final March to see. The consequences are intense. Anyway, I'm going to say three thumbs for Final Fantasy Tactics Advance.
So last week, a game you hated got two thumbs.
Yeah.
This week, a game, to quote you, that you really like got three.
Yeah. Still a Final Fantasy game.
That's fair. Mia, what have you been playing?
I replayed for probably like the 17th time Life is Strange.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, my absolute downright favorite game of all time. Literally life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Two stars. I don't know.
No, it's a great game. I've got a second Jackson.
Yeah, they released a remaster of the game, because the game originally was from 2015,
mm-hmm.
and they released a remaster at like the beginning of 2022 or something like that.
Yeah.
And the first time that I played it, I actually showed it to my girlfriend. And it was incredible, because the entire game is mostly just like talking to people, and there's a cutscene, and there's another cutscene, and another cutscene, you know, and these cutscenes might be like 5, 10, 15 seconds between shots, you know?
Yeah.
And when the remaster released, it was so buggy that every time that a load screen came up, it took, not exaggerating to say, 35 seconds.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, and so like there'd be 35 seconds of just like interrupted gameplay where I guess you're just supposed to like talk about what just happened in the game. And then suddenly like there'd be a cutscene, there's a shot that's 5 seconds long, and then a literally 35 second load screen. And then another shot that's 12 seconds long, and then a 35 second load screen.
Oh my god.
And then another shot, and it just did this the entire game. And then it the music didn't activate when it was supposed to come in properly.
Wow.
This is my review from the game from when it launched.
Most of
these things, actually all of these things have been fixed, actually, so that's good.
So with the music, does that mean you were playing segments of it just in silence?
Yeah, there are these long segments that are supposed to be like a really sad thing just happened, you know, somebody just died, or like some horrible, you know, thing was just revealed. And then there'll be like this long cutscene to wrap up the episode, because it's split into 5 segments.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you'll just be watching 2 minutes of characters looking sad, and there's supposed to be like a sad acoustic guitar song playing, no music. And then I would have to be like, Alexa, let me like go look this up. And I'd have to like look up the scene on YouTube and show it to her and be like, this is what it's supposed to be. And she's like, yes, that makes so much more sense. Without all of these horrible lighting texture packs that are completely like blowing out the screen, the lack of music. We played the prequel game when it came out, the remaster of the prequel game as well, Before the Storm. And the entire game, the lighting on the main character, Chloe, was completely wrong. Like, depending on the scene, she would be orange or sometimes completely, like, black.
Wow.
Like, it looked like blackface. It was extremely uncomfortable.
Jesus.
Not good.
Why did it really, why was it so buggy on release? Like, what?
It was a massive rush job. Yeah. Like, this was supposed to come out in September 2021. They delayed it like 6 months, and it was still the buggiest game I've ever played in my entire life. And it's like, man, this game is 7 years old. Yeah. Like, surely it must not take that much more processing power to play this new remaster that doesn't really look better. It just looks different.
Yeah.
Like,
what was the updates in the remaster? Experience. Like, what did they change, other than, you know, screwing up the lighting and stuff?
Yeah, so originally when they made the first game, they didn't have that much money to make it, and it was pretty ambitious, but, you know, there were a lot of like fun, weird little quirks, you know, where like characters' mouths wouldn't completely sync up with their faces, or like their faces looked kind of like weird and expressionless.
Yeah.
So they got an actress to come in and do like the motion capture with like the up close face camera and the body cam and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So like, yeah, like the motions and the facial animation looks more natural a lot of the time, but then sometimes it looks really messed up because like her mouth is like really natural because that got mocapped, yeah, but like her eyebrows didn't really.
It's always
so like half her face is expressive and half of it is just like completely blank.
Yeah, it's always tricky with when they do that mocap for like a game, like because especially if the rest of the body doesn't move properly as well, and you've got that really expressive head, but everything else is like stiff and very gamey. Yeah.
But so all of that stuff has been fixed now because the game, the remaster came out like a year ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I played it again and it's great. It's my favorite game of all time. I don't know. I played it when I was in a really isolated place in my life, like pre-transition in like a crappy little small town, and it made me feel like there was better things out there in the world.
That's great.
That's
and that was a good feeling.
Yeah,
yeah, that's powerful from a video game. I think the best, like I could not tell you the most positive feeling a video game's given me. Satisfaction. That's nothing compared to personal growth and a change in total world view.
Yeah. Oh no, I don't think any game has really affected me like that. I think I'm trying to think of anything, but you're right. It's just
I'm trying to think of what I could say that you guys would be like, oh yeah, but like all the ones that have done that for me are like, oh, I'm playing a girl. Oh, I'm a girl. Like in the game. Like that's just wish fulfillment of like I'm a cool hot lady running around beating up aliens with a giant dildo. Like that's not, you're not gonna get that same satisfaction.
We get satisfaction out of half of that.
Saints Row 4, still good.
Hell yeah, Saints Row 4.
But yeah, that's Life is Strange. It was great.
Hell yeah.
How many thumbs? What would you say? How many thumbs out of five for Life is Strange?
Oh, 10.
10?
10 thumbs. Well, that's actually perfect rating for Thumb Cramps, because 10 thumbs means it's your game of the year.
Yeah.
So Life is Strange.
Oh, it's my game of the life. What is that? How many thumbs is that?
I guess
100 thumbs?
Or more.
How many thumbs you got in a lifetime?
Because 100 thumbs would be 10 years.
1,000 thumbs?
Yeah, how many years do you think I'm going to live, Jackson?
Yeah, you can decide. 200.
Why don't you go out on a limb and get? Okay, cool.
Whoa.
200. I give me a douche 1 year between.
Wait, am I going to like age naturally? Like after 100, am I going to keep getting more and more decrepit? Or am I going to at some point?
I think it's...
Hit 100, then Benjamin Button?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hit 100, Benjamin Button. You're going to get Benjamin... But it's not a thing you already have. You're going to get Benjamin Button somehow. Yeah.
When you're 100, you'll be visited by one
Benjamin
of the...
Button.
Mia, it's me, Benjamin
Button. I'm an old baby.
And I must pass my curse onto you.
You can outrun Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
If you want. Or you can...
It depends on which Benjamin Button. At some points, he's just 30-year-old Brad Pitt. I can't outrun him. He'll beat me up.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say old man baby Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
That's the weakest Benjamin Button.
Yeah. It's pretty funny when you think about it. Benjamin Button's lifestyle, even though aging in reverse.
It is a lifestyle.
Even though they're aging in reverse, their life is pretty much the same because when they're old.
Start as an old baby and there's a baby old.
Yeah, like you're still useless at the start and the end of your life.
Yeah.
I think that Joel just figured out the point of the movie.
Whoa!
The thing that baffled me the most about Benjamin Button was one time somebody told me it's the same writer as the guy who wrote Forrest Gump.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, it's just Forrest Gump with old person disease. Like, it's the same movie.
There's a Superman comic that's also just Forrest Gump, which rules.
Yeah, that's true.
I talk
was
about
it written by
time.
That guy?
I hope so.
It's awesome if that guy just has one idea.
Yeah, he's like...
What if a guy did a bunch of stuff?
Whoa! He's just a guy, but he does heaps of stuff.
Do you reckon for Benjamin Button, he wrote Forrest Gump on a whiteboard, and then underneath he wrote old man disease? You've done it again.
He just went into the conference room, he turned on Forrest Gump and pressed reverse 2 times and just said, okay, so just imagine he's older.
Sold. Any amount of money.
Yeah,
make
it
Benjamin
all.
Button.
And then someone in the room said, "So old."
Oh,
and they all went,
that person got a raise. Yeah. Or at least they should have. Yeah.
That's why Mia's a writer and we're podcasters. Yeah. That was clever wordplay.
We could never.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep talking about the guy from Sublime's dog that bit people. That's not clever. That's just a thing just that sad. Happened.
What game have you been playing, JJ?
What did you play?
Jackson and Mia, thank you so much for asking what I've been playing. Because before I even get into it, I'd just like to say that the game I've been playing has sucked me off so hard that I've cum my own nuts.
Whoa!
Which is obviously...
That's intense.
Yeah, it's
That's
obviously
scary.
The highest praise a video game
Overcooked
can get.
2.
It had been, recently I've been on a bit of a Switch tear.
Oh, yeah.
I've been getting sucked off by video games left, right, and center. Nice. It's all been happening.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy couple of weeks of getting sucked off by games.
Yeah, it takes up time.
But it's been a little while, actually a long while, since the video games made me cum my own nuts.
Yeah.
Which, again, is the best cum you can have.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Awful to imagine.
Awesome to experience.
Yeah, the best experience a gamer can hope to have.
I think if I came one of my fake nuts, I'd be in real trouble. One of my fake nuts. I only have one fake nut.
I think that if you came your fake nut, it would actually be sick, and it would be kind of like like the peanut gun in Donkey Kong 64.
It would make that
Jackson,
noise.
I think that you should ask them to give you a tiny one so that you could come it when you wanted to play a really good video game.
I think that's a great. I'll go back to the doctor that gave me it. I'll be like, hey, it's me again.
Can you put a couple in my urethra so when I come, I shoot them?
Can you do that for me?
Just put a couple like paintball pellets in there. Yeah.
I want to say that when I squeeze my nuts, it's like pulling the trigger. Can you make that happen?
Doc, I understand that you're a dick augmentation clinic. And it's like, no. I treated your ball cancer.
You had testicular cancer, Jackson. Yeah, whatever.
Make my dick a gun.
I know you could get fake nuts because you can buy fake nuts for a dog. So, you can get them.
You can also buy fake nuts for a truck.
That's true. Wow. Imagine they'd given me, they'd be like, unfortunately, we have no fake nuts, medical fake nuts available, but we can't give you truck nuts.
You can also buy fake nuts where you like open the can and like a big springy worm comes
out. They should have given me that. Every time I came, maybe that's what would happen.
Oh, come one of those snakes from a can. Yeah. But obviously the game I've been playing this week is the Metroid Prime remaster for the Nintendo Switch. A game that I played on GameCube. Loved. Took a while for it to click when I was a teenager because I was a moron and an idiot.
Yeah.
Dumber than I am now, which is hard to imagine.
Saying something. Yeah.
But yeah, and then I managed to finish it probably towards the end of high school, and I was like, I freaking love this game.
Oh,
that's all I could say.
Yeah.
I was like running around, yelling, hey, high school kids, you played Metroid Prime? I freaking love this game.
Sad you didn't know any of your high school friends' names. You had to say high school kids.
Did you go back when the remaster came out? Did you go find a high school?
Yeah,
and you were like, high school kids, check it out. And you threw the Switch to them.
Hey, I used to go to school here.
Who are you? Hey, high school kids.
Hey,
come here. Play Metroid Prime for the Switch.
I'll put my Switch through the fence. Play it. I'm going to hold it so you don't steal it. Hey,
yeah, you
back.
Hold it close to the fence and they just put their thumbs against it, against the fence.
That's what, harmless.
You can't get in trouble for doing that, I hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, Metroid Prime was a great game when it came out.
Yeah.
It took me a little bit to realize how great it was, but then by the time it clicked, I was like, I love this game. I'd been meaning to replay it, but I had heard rumors, like everyone had, that this game was coming for the last 3 years or whatever.
Yeah.
There's been no confirmation whether or not Nintendo were just sitting on this for a year or so before releasing it.
Yeah,
but
it's
out. Started playing
it. It runs so good. I was watching you play it yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so smooth.
And this time, I'm not stupid, and I've played other Metroid games before, so it clicked for me immediately. It's got some fun mechanics that aren't in the 2D Metroid games that I quite like the scan visor and just even the control schemes of like switching between the different weapons. Mm-hmm. Scan visor's cool because it means, Jackson, you can play this game, pay no attention to the story if you want. Or
I do want.
You can scan like a bunch of stuff, like enemies, like
rocks,
runes, rocks, and get like environmental storytelling.
What do they tell you about the rocks?
It'd be like Chozo lore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
that would be like, igneous came from a volcano.
Sometimes you get stuff like that.
Who cares?
Sometimes it'll be like, this rock is weak to titanium.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Or made of titanium.
Does this ever come in handy? Like, if you pay attention to things in the scan visor, do they later on in the game help you?
Okay. So sometimes it helps you immediately. Like, if you scan an enemy, it'll be like, its weak point is its shell on its back or its head.
That's my weak point, too.
Yeah.
It's probably whatever's glowing, I bet.
Some of the enemies, it does make it kind of tricky. Or even, like, later in the game, where I'm up to now, there's some, like, enemies that deal some, like, pretty heavy damage, so you need to take them out quickly, and it's like, you scan them, they're like, hey, they made their tech based on your tech, and they seem to be have an exploit where if you attack them with the same weapon they're using on you,
it does more
damage. And also, like, scanning rocks and stuff like that is an easy way to find out where, like, missile expansions or energy tanks are hidden, like, the secret bonus stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because it'll be like, hey, this rock looks like it's got a big crack in it. Or, like, hey, this rock looks like it might be weak to a missile.
Yeah. That's sick.
Yeah, and then also, like, just, like, story stuff as well, which is cool if you want to pay attention to what's going on. And easy to ignore if you don't.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, that's what I was going to say earlier, is that Jackson would hate Life is Strange because it's only story and gameplay. It's just talking to people and learning what their dog's name was when they were six, and then you have to remember it later or else.
Oh, no.
So Jackson's experience with Life is Strange would open the game. The game would then be over. Jackson wouldn't remember that they'd played it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just gone.
It'd be gone.
Yeah.
Did you play Life is Strange? I don't know.
No.
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember any point where they gave me a sword, so I kind of played the game.
Yeah.
Or a gun, even.
I pressed A a bunch. I don't know what for.
Oh, you... No, you don't get a gun. I think you're right. Oh. Your friend gets a gun, and you get to hang out with her and tell her not to use it.
That's awesome.
Hey, friends.
Hey,
notice
don't
you've
use
got
that
a gun. Don't do it, I reckon.
Here's my recommendation. Don't use it.
Well, see, Metroid, you got your arm is a gun.
Oh, wow.
And you got to use it heaps. But yeah, with the remaster, they've like up-res the graphics. It looks really good still. Mm. Plays super smooth. It's so funny playing this, which seems like it's like should be like making the Switch struggle, and it runs like a dream compared to the Pokemon games that came out a couple of months ago that apparently now are running worse and worse.
Wow, that's weird.
recent as today, I was looking at the website that Ruby Innes works for, Kotaku, and they were running an article saying, hey, if you have the Pokemon DLC, be careful, it's corrupting save files. I was like, that's awesome.
Oh, no.
Apparently one guy's upset online because he lost over 100 shiny Pokemon. That would have taken ages.
Can they finally talk? Do people finally talk to you with the DLC or no? Is that never going to happen?
It'll never happen. No. Voice acting would be wild, Mia. Come on.
No, but I don't want to hear what Pokemon or people have to say.
Yeah, this game is only $70. Like, it's $70. Why would you expect there to be talking in it, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely, of course.
Yeah. That's before DLC, obviously.
Which is another, what, $40?
Well, it's 60 US for Pokemon, plus I think it'll be like 20 or 30 US for the DLC. Because it's $130 Australian dollars for both.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
That's great.
It's extra good $130.
Game Freak need the money to make up more little guys.
They're poor.
They've been coasting on Bulbasaur for this long.
Do you reckon they invented the Pokemon in the order they're numbered?
Yeah.
Bulbasaur was the first one they thought of.
Somebody was like, what about a little green toad got a plant in his guts?
Great first starting point. All right, before we move on, we've got to decide what it turns into because we're doing this in order.
Because it's turning into something.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I have zero complaints about Metroid Prime. I played it so much over the weekend that one night I went to bed, and when I closed my eyes, I could see Metroid Prime.
Whoa.
I usually don't play video games much, but it happened.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm in like the back third of the game now.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is just finish it and then maybe even just play it again immediately.
Whoa.
I'm excited. It rules.
Five thumbs or possibly ten?
Ten thumbs.
Oh my
god. You don't come your own nuts when you're playing a game That's and then true. Not dish out.
I forgot
ten
you
thumbs.
Came your own nuts, excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, not me. When I went to the doctor, they were like...
I'm glad you went to the doctor about it.
Yeah. Well, you got to get them put
Have
back in.
Have you been
in.
Playing Metroid recently, they said?
We've been seeing this a lot.
I was like, hey, doc, I came by your nuts. And then the doc said, brother, what you been playing? And I said, Metroid Prime Remastered. And they were like, whoo, sheesh.
You got a cool doctor.
Yeah. He's a gamer. That's why awesome. His hands are so steady.
that's really cool.
Yeah, big episode. Anyway, Jackson.
Yeah? Is there someone at the door? Come in. Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Ads. I got a big dirty sucker ads for you today.
Hey.
These are some prime ads. Hi, Mia. It's good to see you. I'm Mr. Ads.
There's so many more characters on this show than last time I was on.
Yeah, Mr. Ads.
Yeah,
hi, yep. Mr. Mads.
Ads.
Mr. Mads is my brother, Mads Nicholson.
Mads Nicholson is your brother, Mr. Ads? Just confirming. So your name is... So your name is Ads Mickelson. Nicholson.
No, Ads Nicholson is
Ads
my
Nicholson,
full name.
Yeah.
And I know we call me Mr. Ads, so you would think Ads would be my surname. I understand the confusion, but you'd be incorrect.
And then your brother
my brother's name is Mads.
Mads
Our parents' Nicholson. Name is Mads and Ads. Anyway, here's some ads for you. I gotta bounce.
Wait, Mr. Ads, before you leave, and before you give us those ads,
okay.
Last week you got a parking fine for parking outside the porno store.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you have to go to court? Or
I did have to go to court, I lost, and I had to pay another fine.
Oh, no.
Because I parked illegally at the front of the courthouse.
Oh, Mr. Ads. You gotta park your ad truck in better spots,
I don't
Mr.
believe ads. In parking fines, and it comes to bite me in the ass pretty often.
Okay, well, Mr. Ads, we'll do our best. If you could just give us those ads, then we'll make sure the audience hears them.
Here you go. Goodbye, everyone.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Goodbye, Mr. Ads.
See you, Mr. Ads.
Ads Nicholson.
Yeah, I didn't know he had a surname, but now we do.
Yeah,
he's Ads good. Nicholson. That's interesting.
And now, after Mr. Ads' departure, it's time for one of the most exciting segments of the show.
Very true, very true.
Which is where I open up...
I'm so excited for this. I've been waiting my entire life.
Yeah, every week people have been waiting their entire life for this. Which is where I fire up the Thumb Cramps inbox. Thumbcrampspod@gmail.com is where you can find Thumb Cramps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where we can get great emails like this. So Jackson, last week you were talking about a game and you couldn't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
The game you were describing is you're driving a car for a long drive or whatever. There's a radio station where someone's just talking about sex robots and you were trying to remember what it's called. It's called The Long Drive.
Oh, okay.
We had a lot of people email us in about that, actually.
A lot of people know about the sex robot game.
Yeah.
Okay.
People are like, Jackson, you said the name of the game 15 times without realizing it was the name of the game.
You go on The Long Drive for some reason.
It's this game. It's about a BioShock. I don't know what it's called.
There's a BioShock Infinite in it. Yeah,
it's
I don't
about
know.
A Halo Reach. I don't know.
Super Mario 64.
Yeah, it's that game, you know, the one where you're Super Mario Advanced for Super Mario Brothers 3.
You know that game? What the heck is it called?
This next email is a call out to listeners.
Whoa.
Subject, too many cowards.
Can emailers do that?
Oh, well, we'll see. So Josephine says, mm-hmm. It's truly a shame that so many Thumb Cramps listeners are cowards.
Okay.
My name is Josephine, and I think that Wario is sexy.
Hell yeah, Josephine. Hell yeah.
Mia, to catch you up, recently there's been a trend of people emailing us in embarrassing or horny stories and then signing off with redacted names.
Yeah.
Josephine.
Powerful.
Brave.
So powerful.
Ruby was 100% right about the one artist that draws Wario as a hunk. That guy is doing the Lord's work. Although I don't think Luigi is sexless, but Mario certainly is.
Yeah.
Bowser probably Jeffs.
Yeah, oh, Bowser Jeffs. Wario is hot. He's hot as hell. He's got lovely arms.
Powerful
arms.
And
a really nice jawline, too.
As you've often said, a thick ass.
He's got the thickest ass of any Mario character.
Yeah.
Name a thicker ass.
Can't
be done.
Can't be done.
Can't be done.
Happy or devastating final march to see Gamer Boyfriends, Mr. Ads, and the effervescent guest. That's you, Mia.
Hi, Josephine. Thank you for calling me that word. I definitely know what it means. No, I do. I'm a writer. Just kidding. Jackson, what is your most embarrassing video game crush?
My most embarrassing one? Well, I have no shame about any of
them. Or either that or your most passionate video game crush.
My most passionate?
Like me and Mindy from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater American Wasteland?
Hell yes.
I'm going to marry her someday.
I believe that. I think, I don't know. In the last episode we talked about this, I said Birdo was my biggest video game crush. Because okay, Birdo kicks ass. I think I'd say Birdo.
Birdo, I think, is a trans character.
I think she is. Yeah, absolutely.
I've heard that before.
She's got an awesome little bow on her head.
And Jackson, when you were talking about,
she's got a big hole on the front of her face, which is awesome.
All right, and finally, a beautiful email to bring us home from John.
Okay.
It's an embarrassing video game interaction.
Yes! They're my favorite.
Because, as we know, purchasing video games is embarrassing. Knowing anything about any video game, embarrassing.
Yeah. Video games is an entity, or embarrassing.
Yeah.
So this video games is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This is from John. Howdy, gamer boyfriends and gamer guests. First of all, happy final march to see Jackson.
Okay.
Good luck on your odyssey.
Thank you. It is an odyssey.
I have an embarrassing video game interaction I'd like to share with you. Recently, I went to a dinner hosted by my friend and her partner at what I thought was their apartment.
This will
make sense later.
I'm already nervous.
The apartment was tastefully decorated, but I noticed a few anime statuettes littered around the apartment.
Okay.
Namely, Cloud, some guy I didn't recognize, and the main character from Nier Automata, which is 2B.
Okay.
I know her name. My first thought at seeing these horny anime statuettes prominently displayed for everyone to see was bold decor choice.
Uh-huh.
But after a lulling conversation and wanting to seem politely interested in my friend's partner's hobbies, I gestured towards the horny anime girl and said, "Nier Automata?" To which he replied, "What?" I repeated myself and was answered with the same look of confusion. After a few half sentences of Nier Automata, the video game, and "Do you like that game?" he finally set me straight by saying, "I have no idea what you're talking about." It was soon revealed to me, in fact, that this wasn't their apartment, but was an apartment that they were subleasing from one of their friends, who must be the proud owner of the collection of anime statues. I felt woefully embarrassed that I will now forever be connected to the anime girl with the extremely short skirt while they were staying in this apartment.
That's awesome, because if you just kept insisting. You kept on being like, "Nier Automata, I know what this is." That's what you were screaming at your friend. Oh my God.
Here's the thing, though. These people definitively have at least two friends who are obsessively into Nier Automata.
Yes,
because
true.
They have the person who wrote the email and they have the person whose apartment they're staying in. Must be a close friend.
Yeah.
Nerds. Like, they are closeted nerds. It has to be.
Absolutely. And, like, you know, it's embarrassing to point out Nier Automata to me. But it's almost more embarrassing to have a friend whose house has a statue in it. You know what I mean? It's all shameful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that if you're pointing something out, because presumably John wasn't pointing to the statue and being like, "Nier Automata." They were, like, gesturing vaguely in the distance of it. So it would have been, like,
He goes over and picks it up and puts it in somebody's face.
Near Automata!
Near Automata!
This is 2B!
Near Automata! Near Automata!
What are you saying?
I don't know what you mean.
Please, everyone's crying.
Are you talking to me in Simlish? What is this? Near Automata! Just slamming it on the ground like the apes in 2001. Near Automata!
2B!
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 Pointing at like the boy from here. 9S!
9S! Please, are you okay?
The video game! Those are words I recognize, but I don't understand the context.
What are you talking about? It's a statue!
John says, to finish email, this whole interaction has led me to a final conclusion that if you see any video game references in the wild, just shut up about it.
That's good advice,
This John. Happens, by the way, constantly to me from the other perspective, because I'll have girls over to, like, come hang out.
Yeah.
And my roommates both have all of this, like, anime stuff and then video game stuff, because one of my roommates is, like, really into the anime and one of them works in games.
Yeah.
And they will just like ask me so much about like, you have so much Borderlands stuff. You're a huge Borderlands fan. I'm like, not only have I not played it, but I actually hate it. Yeah.
But it's cool that the gun's called like the LOL grenade launcher.
Yeah. Meat killer or some shit.
There's 63 trillion bazillion guns.
And 4 incredibly embarrassing video games.
And you get to listen to Chris Hardwick talk a lot. It's probably great, I bet.
Cool.
So much fun.
Well, if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at thumbcrampspot@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Today's episode came to a lifetime of thumbs from Mia, mm-hmm. which was 200 years worth of 10 thumbs.
Yeah, that's right.
Making it 20,000 thumbs?
200 times... No.
Yeah.
10?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, times 10, not times 100. Yeah. No, it's 2,000 thumbs.
Yeah.
Whew.
Let's make it 20,000. Let's say I'm going to live for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
I think that's possible.
20,000 thumbs.
If you just keep Benjamin buttoning back and forth. Yeah, easy.
So 20,000 thumbs plus my 10 thumbs, so 20,010 mm-hmm. thumbs plus your 20,013 thumbs.
Nice. That's a score.
That's a beautiful number of thumbs in this episode out of 15.
Yeah.
And Mia, before we let you go, tell us all about the campaign you're currently running and tell us about your the film you're working on again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wrote a movie that I'm directing and producing this summer called Again. And Again is the story of a woman who spent 10 years in a time loop reliving the same day over and over and over again, like a Groundhog's Day, Palm Springs situation. And the film picks up immediately after she breaks out of the time loop. She just spent 10 years in this trailer that's 20 feet long with one other person. And now, like, she has to, like, live, like, re-enter the world as like a normal person and engage with everything as if she's not like some weird bizarre demigod.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we're gonna shoot the entire thing in a trailer in my mom's driveway. We are running an Indiegogo campaign right now, and we're gonna put the link in the show notes.
It's absolutely
like built from the ground up by transgender women. It's a sci-fi movie starring two trans women, and I think that we need that right now, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More than ever.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, behind the scenes, it's exciting. The pitch is really exciting. If you've got any money lying around, give it to Mia.
Yeah, give it to Mia's way. You don't need it. What are you doing?
You're going to buy a video game with it, and that's stupid and embarrassing.
Yeah, next video game you think about buying, save yourself the shame, and donate to the Indiegogo campaign.
Yeah, if you think about it, instead of buying a video game, you could buy 70 sandwiches for my crew on the set of my movie. How much is a sandwich?
No, you're
right.
You could
buy 26 sandwiches. Yeah. For the crew on my movie.
$71 sandwiches. Come on. That's awesome.
And imagine how good the movie's going to be if everyone's eating like 140 sandwiches a week.
Yeah, exactly. And so go check out the Indiegogo. And I'm on Twitter at StopTweetingMia.
Sweet. Thank you so much for joining us, Mia, and good luck with your movie campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, and until next week, gamers, keep on gaming.
Yeah, that's right. Great advice. That's right.
It's really good advice.
It truly is.
Rest in peace, Mr. Ads 2.